Countdown by Iris Johansson. Read by Bernadette Dunn. 1. Aberdeen, Scotland. Find the key. The hotel room was dark, but he didn't dare turn on a light. Leonard had told him that Trevor and Bartlett were usually in the restaurant for an hour, but he couldn't count on it. Grozak had experience with that son of a bitch over the years, and he knew Trevor's instincts were still as keen as they had been when he was a mercenary in Colombia. So he'd give himself 10 minutes tops and get out of here. His penlight flashed around the room. As sterile and impersonal as most hotel rooms, take the bureau drawers first. He moved quickly across to the bureau and started going through them. Nothing. He went to the closet and dragged out the duffel and searched through it hurriedly. Nothing. 5 minutes to go. He went to the bedside table and opened the drawer. A notepad and pen. Find the key, the Achilles heel. Everyone had one. Try the bathroom. Nothing in the drawers. The grooming kit. Pay dirt, maybe. Yes, at the bottom of the kit was a small worn leather folder. Photos of a woman. Notes. Newspaper clippings with photos of the same woman. Disappointment surged through him. Nothing about Macduff's run, nothing about the gold, nothing here to really help him. Hell, he'd hoped it was... Wait, the woman's face was damn familiar. No time to read them. He pulled out his digital camera and began to take the pictures, send the prints to Riley, and show him that he might have the ammunition that he needed to control Trevor. But this might not be enough for him. One more search of the bedroom and that duffel... The worn, dog-eared sketchbook was under the protective board at the bottom of the duffel. Probably nothing of value. He quickly flipped through the pages.